Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, July 18th, 2024. Have your host, James, here with you. We're joined right now by our friend, Jackie Carantini. Jackie joining us from UW-Madison Extension Wood County. She is the Human Development and Relationships Educator over there. Jackie, you know it is always good to see you. Thank you for being here. Good to see you in the studio.
You too.
You brought a friend with you today.
I did. So we had the pleasure earlier this year of hiring a community health worker. It is a new grant for Extension. We're actually looking federally at do we get better efforts if we combine community health workers with Extension. So to build off the work that we're already doing, the relationships that we already have in the communities, and expand that. So really kind of this pilot to see, you know, does it work better? We have a lot of, we are very heavy in community health workers in Central Wisconsin. We have some great partners, whether it's the health departments. I know ADRC has some, lots with Marshfield Clinic. So it's not that we don't have them already, but this is looking at, you know, can you piggyback on the work that Extension is doing, and then being able to see, you know, can we dig deeper?
Yeah.
Right. And build those connections.
I think one of the great things that I've learned about Extension over the years is how you guys cover certain areas so well, and also gray areas that don't always get covered in communities that you guys see and look out for. And I think that that's going to only help us do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So my friend today is Kazua. So I'll let Kazua introduce herself. And like I said, she joined us in April, and I'll let her tell a little bit about herself and what we hope to do.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, Kazua.
Thank you for having me. So my name is Kazua Tao. A little bit about me. I have been in education for 19 years. And, you know, it was one of those times that I feel like I could make a bigger impact for the Hmong community. And so being a bilingual community health worker, I'm here to help bridge the gap in Wood County between the Hmong community and the community as a whole. So, and that's with anything from healthcare to just like the daily needs that our community has. So I'm hoping to be that bridge, hoping to close that gap, and hoping to just bring us all together.
I certainly don't want to make any light of any of the work that's been done on this front over the years, because there is a lot of great work and a lot of great people that have done a lot to build that bridge and make that stronger. But if I can, this is long overdue in our community. And we've needed something like this, not just here in Central Wisconsin, but really throughout the state. It is great to see Extension doing, putting in good work like this, to have you with us. It can only lead to better and greater things in a stronger community, a more connected and communicative community.
Correct. And we're hoping that starting at Wood County, how it goes, and then hoping to bring it to the state. So, you know, it's like you said, it's something that's really needed. And I think it's time.
It's very cool. Looking forward to getting to know you more, talking more and everything. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just going to turn our mics off now and just let Jackie run the show, because that's what I do. It's easily one of the best half an hours I have in my work week every week, because Jackie comes in here and runs game. And I say that lovingly and jokingly a little bit, Jackie, but it's in part because you always bring in topics that I know. And I'm saying this specifically, hearing from listeners. Hey, I heard you with Jackie the other day. It really was helpful. I've mentioned before about the breathing exercise and how many people, that was what, a year or two ago?
Yeah.
I still have people telling me how much they appreciate that segment. Yeah. I myself appreciated it and still keep up that breathing exercise. You cover areas that don't always get covered. And today we're going to be talking about one that's been coming up a lot for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think let's do kind of a little preset of where I think this is coming from.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of calls in the last couple of weeks regarding expiration dates. And you might see it as different, because some say best by, some say use by, and some actually say expiration date. So let's start off with all of those are best quality, right? So it doesn't mean there is nothing in that food that tells the food, you know, as soon as this date comes, whoop, I'm done, right?
Yeah.
That's not how it works. It's just that those are suggested best quality dates. So let's start off with that. Most things are good past that. So we do have a chart available, and I've been sharing it. We just put it on our website. But just letting people know, because again, and I'm not quite, you know, positive as to why we're getting these calls, but I have a couple of ideas. So one, I think folks, you know, food prices have gone up. cost of living has gone up. So people are trying to reduce the amount of food waste. So they don't want to throw stuff away. So before, if, oh, it's expired, you just toss it. Now it's like, okay, even if it's, you know, $1.30 can of beans, I'm still going to be like, oh, that's still food that I'm tossing away. Excuse me. So I think that's first. People are really trying to be a little more frugal. They're really paying more attention to what they have and trying to reduce the amount of food waste. Two, we're still cycling through food that was sitting in freighters during COVID, right? So I don't know if any of you have noticed, but you know, you go to the store, and I just experienced it this past weekend. I bought some peanut butter, and I got home and I put it in something, and I literally went to lick the spoon as I threw it in the sink, and I'm like, oh, no, not good, right? I looked at the date was still good, but it was not good. Yeah. So what is that? Where does that come from? So all of these things that we talk about, so even those best buy dates, those used by dates, it also comes with a caveat. And that caveat is if it's kept in a cool, dry spot and not exposed to extreme temperatures. So extreme hot, extreme cold can significantly shorten that. So, and what we are told, again, don't quote me because I don't know for sure, but what we are told is that during COVID, yeah, our food supply got stuck, right? And so things that were coming from other places was stuck in, you know, shipping containers, and it was halted. And you might say, well, Jackie, that was 2 years ago. We're still cycling through because there was such a backup that stuff was then put into, storage units and things like that, warehouses. And we're still kind of cycling through. Does that mean that grocery store is bad or you should not shop there anymore? Absolutely not. This literally were, you know, my hope is, I had said at the beginning of the year, my hope was by summer we'd have it cycled through. We're still cycling through it. So I always tell folks, you know, just think about it, you know, test it, pay attention. But know that, yeah, that might happen. So that's even on things that haven't even, they're not even past their expiration date. But that's also one of the reasons I think we're seeing more of this.
The context is noted. It's very appreciated too. And I think that we can all stem a little bit from that when it comes to this topic and have some understanding, some grace when it comes to this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, it's one of those where it's, you know, it probably was always there, yes, but now I think for some of those reasons. I think the other thing, because we are also, you know, food costs are up, cost of living is still up really high. People are looking for other sources of food. So they are utilizing food pantries, programs like we have the Stockbox program. And then when they get those, you know, and I'm not saying that food pantries give out expired food because most of them don't, but occasionally something does come through there and it might have that date on it. And you're like, oh, is this still good? It says, you know, it expired last, you know, March of 2023. Well, that's over a year old. You know, I need to toss that. Nope, not necessarily, right? So let's start with that. So canned goods, so fruits and vegetables are good 2 years past their expiration date. So I'm going to say that again. 2 years, whoop, whoop, 2 years. And I catch myself on this one all the time because that seems like it's really long.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I have talked, I do a lot of food preservation home. And so this is commercially canned things. Let me start off with that. But people always ask like, well, you know, my grandmother died and she didn't can for 3 years before she died. And she's been dead 10 years, but we're selling our house and we found all this stuff in the basement, right? Is it still safe? Well, maybe, right? Because the rule for that is that, again, if it was kept in a cool, dry spot, not exposed to extreme temperatures, and you followed research-based, evidence-based recipes and properly, you know, preserved it, it's good indefinitely, right? But how do you know? And you don't know. So again, same kind of thing. So I always tell folks, you know, that 1 to 2 years, even on home can stuff, you're going to get the best quality. And I've done experiments over the years with, because I do tomatoes every year, just straight up tomatoes. And I, you know, I have like 5-year tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And so I can show people like, okay, look at year 1, look at year 5, right? Doesn't mean they're not safe. No. Do they change color? Yes. Do they change consistency? Yes. You know, they get less quality as the time goes on. Mm-hmm. So that happens with commercially canned stuff too. So that's where it's, that's what we want you to, you know, to look at and think about. But so I think canned items are the biggest one that folks ask. So definitely. This also is beans. This is other, anything that comes pre-packaged. So this would be cans. This would be glass. All of that kind of stuff. Most of it, again, is good.
Bakery mixes is another big one. I know, actually, my mom and I just went through not an argument, because there is no arguing with her. But there is, I say that with love. I say it with love. But it was one of those things where we were both kind of questioning, like, oh, I'm not sure, because the date we couldn't read.
Oh.
And that was part of it. And she's like, I don't know how long I've had this blueberry mix. And it was that kind of thing. So I know this is one of those ones that comes up too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and this one has been in the news a little bit in the last couple of years too, because there have been some different things that are growing inside those mixes. If you think about it, you know, things that are high flour content, moisture can get in there. And so there can be mold growth. And you don't necessarily, in all of these things, you don't necessarily see it. So sealed, unopened, 6 months past the expiration. If you do use it, you know, we do encourage you to, you know, use some kind of clip, twist tie, tie it tight to try to keep that moisture out of it. Because if everybody at some point in their life, you know, you do get moisture, you do get bugs, there's different things that come in there. And so, yeah, definitely need to watch it. But that goes for things like cake mixes, muffin mixes, cookie mixes, pancake mixes, things like Bisquick. That all falls under that category. And like I said, there have been some breakouts in the last couple of years of things where people kept like those pre-made mixes like a Bisquick for too long. And there were some health concerns that came from it. So definitely one of those that, yeah, that's not an indefinite one. That is one. It's because of the content of what's in it, it is at a little bit higher risk. So you will notice that, yeah, it is a shorter time period on that one. So yeah, definitely.
Kind of going over some of the other ones that have been coming up for you, I imagine there's everything from dried potatoes and flavored rice or pasta, cereals, crackers, these kind of things. What about those, Jackie?
Yep. So rice, pasta, that is that 6 month time frame too. And for the same reason, because of the what it's made of, moisture can get in there. And so it depending. And remember I said in the beginning, cool dry is where we want all of this stuff. So we're not keeping it in our car. We're not putting it in the porch. You know, I know we've had extreme temperatures in the last couple of weeks, which is great, right? But if your house was 110 and you had it sitting out, most of our cupboards do stay quite a bit cooler. And if you've not, you know, really paid attention to it, literally go to your cupboard, open, you know, like a lower cupboard and put your hand in. It's going to be cooler than the room. So typically, it does stay a little bit cooler, but yeah, try to minimize any kind of exposure because that does up the ante on that. You mentioned things like cereal, crackers, chips. Again, that is more on that. If it's dried, then that goes up to 2 years. But like I said, if it's something that's kind of a pre-done one, so let's like take maybe pasta, like you can get like a stuffed, it's dried, but stuffed ravioli or something like that. Yeah, those would be in that 6 month range. But if it's just a dried box of ziti, then generally that's in that 2 year mark. But again, just kind of pay attention to it. Try to keep things in that cool, dry spot and where it's at. Most of your condiments, so your ketchup, your mustard, mayonnaise, salad dressing, things like that, this is 2 years past that date. So I do get this question a lot, especially like salad dressings. People will buy, this is the kind of stuff we buy when it's on sale, right? So, oh, Piggly Wiggly has, you know, three for this. So, you know, if you buy quantities of three, those seems to be the sales we see lately, right? You have to buy five. You have to buy three.
It's that way,
And it is a really good deal. But if you're only one or two people and you don't have a big family, you're not using three bottles of salad dressing, you know, in a month. So this is, again, definitely one of those that it goes for up to 2 years past the date. Once this is unopened, once you open it, then you, you know, do need to put it in the refrigerator. And then you, it does get shortened. So keep that in mind.
We're speaking with Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Educator with UW-Madison Extension. And Jackie, what about food stored in the refrigerator or freezer? A little more of that topic. I've been getting questions about that. What can we talk about with there?
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to take a guess on the biggest one that people keep for too long?
I'm guessing if they're anything like my father, meat.
It is
meat. Okay.
And it's specifically lunch meat. So lunch meat actually has a very shortened life. It's processed super high, but because it's sliced and it's handled and we're cutting it up, it generally is like less than a week. It's 3 to 5 days once something is opened. And again, most people don't go through, that. Lunch meat can be frozen. So if you're, again, you know, smaller family and you don't think you're going to cycle through it, you can still get a bigger package and then put it into smaller freezer safe bags and put it in the freezer into almost like single serving size uses. So again, lunch meat's not cheap right now. It's super expensive. So I'm not saying don't get it, but we don't want to be throwing away, you know, a $6 package of meat because we didn't get to it. I think the other thing I tell folks too is think about what are other ways you can use it. So, you know, if it's, you know, sliced ham, can you throw it in an omelet? Can you make some scalloped potatoes? Can you, you know, so even if you don't want to have a sandwich every day, what are some other ways you could use it? Or like I said, you can still throw it in the freezer and then use it for one of those other items later. So kind of think that route. But yeah, that lunch meat is one of those that a lot of folks, I bet, most people are like, oh, yeah, that I don't do that, right? It's a lot longer past that. So that's probably the biggest one.
Those are some really helpful notes about that.
Yeah, I think that's one of those. Other meat, generally, once you get it, so once you get home, it is that 3 to 5 days. Once you cook it, it can be frozen. And so that does extend it a little bit. But and that's one of the things I tell people too. If you don't think you're going to use it, again, divide it up into smaller sizes. I know we personally get our beef from a butcher. We buy a cow, and I had over the years I've had to go down to smaller sizes. So I get my hamburger now in 1 pound packages, and so that is a lot easier to be able to use because otherwise, even with leftovers, they were getting thrown away, and we weren't using them fast enough. So things that you can do to kind of think ahead of time of, yeah, okay, it's still cheaper to buy a bulk package of 5 pounds of meat, but divide it out into what you want, freeze it, and then pull it out when you need it. So think about the size that you want. One of the things that you can do is actually believe it or not, we still have butchers at our grocery stores. Someone just told me they were at Sam's Club, and they said it was cheaper if they bought the huge thing. And they asked the butcher right there, could you divide this out into smaller pieces for me? And they did. So, nice. I encourage you to ask your meat department. If I've heard people say, you know, like ham is on sale, or ask them if they could cut it for them right there. Or can you slice this up? Or can you put it into different portions? Mm-hmm. So that is, I won't say everywhere, but most places, if you ask, they will do it for you. Then you don't have to worry about it. Because again, we don't, especially with ground meat, so hamburgers, sausages, just things like that. It has a higher risk because it's already been chopped up and ground up. And so there's the chance that bacteria from the air could have gotten in there. So that does have that shorter life. And so the less your times you handle it and reduce it, you're also reducing that. So that's, kind of out there. Mm-hmm. Eggs. Generally, so there's two kinds of eggs. If you get your own eggs, if you yourself, or if you get them fresh from a farmer or farmer's market, they are unwashed. What does that mean, James?
It means that they are susceptible to, no. Doesn't. I don't, I'm a city boy. I don't know. No. I don't know, Jackie.
It's the opposite. So that's why I asked it.
Because yeah, good question.
If you've never had a farm fresh egg, you probably wouldn't know this. I think the first time I saw it is I was traveling overseas because as a kid we had chickens, but we didn't eat the eggs. We sold them. The eggs were all sitting out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, why are these eggs not refrigerated? And so, did a little digging, and yeah, many countries, eggs are just sitting out, they're not refrigerated, because they actually naturally come with a membrane around them that protects them, but in the United States, we wash them, and we remove the membrane, so their life cycle is a lot shorter. So generally it's 2 weeks. So you want to try to use your eggs within 2 weeks. But if you do have farm fresh eggs and they are not washed, it still has that protective membrane around the outside. And so they last a lot longer.
That's pretty cool. Wow. Wow.
It is. It's kind of neat. So, a lot of other things. I think most of your dairy products, so milks and cheeses, it is, milks is 5 days past that date. Again, you're going to know, smell it. It does.
With these, it's a little bit, I wouldn't say easier, but it is a little easier to tell.
Yeah, it kind of gets it. And I've had some people say, in the last year, like they feel like, some of their milks or different things like go bad faster. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it might be transit. It might be our weather. Like you don't know where something was before it got to you. When it left the factory or the processing plant. Yep. But we've had some issues with transit. Yeah. So and extreme temperatures and, just some strange stuff. So, again, all of these dates are that best quality. Mm-hmm. It could be shorter. It could be longer. With canned goods, let's finish with that. Obvious signs. So things like dents, bulging, mm-hmm. toss it immediately, right? Mm-hmm. That is a sign that something could be wrong with it. Small dent, like somebody dropped the can on the inside, on the rim, that's not a big deal. But a larger dent, or if there's any bulging, that's a sign of that bacterial mm-hmm. growth on the inside. Toss it. Don't even try it. Don't smell it. Things like E. coli, they don't have a smell. They don't, they're not going to change. You're not going to necessarily see it. Or botulism, you don't see it. Botulism spores are out in the yard. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. But they need certain environments. They need to be, no oxygen, and they mm-hmm. need to be in that lovely little enclosed space to grow.
Yeah.
But that's when that can expands because they grow and they build pressure. So you will see it. So those are things that, and I always say, that old phrase you've probably heard before, when in doubt, toss it out. When in doubt, toss it out, folks. Yep. And I know I started off with we're frugal and we want to stretch our food dollar, and that $1.30 can of green beans, really is important. It is, but it's not worth your life.
No.
Right? And it's not even worth you trying and dipping your finger in because people have died from just dipping their finger into a can of green beans. So I'm not saying don't eat green beans, but just really pay attention to what you have and know that it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. You're worth more than $1.39, you are that much more informed and that much better prepared on this. Thanks to Jackie. Jackie, if people do have follow-up questions and want to know more about this and just reach out to you, is there a way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So give our office a call. It's 715-421-8437. I'll say that one more time. 715-421-8437. The chart I am referring to is called Safe and Healthy Food Product Dating. We can share a copy with you. I have one on the inside of my refrigerator because it is helpful and we don't always remember it.
Appreciate the time. Thank you, Jackie. Kazua, thank you very much for joining us. Yeah, appreciate the time. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR.